You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today. God bless you. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of God. This is WGOD, where you're going to hear nothing but truth, because we're in the Word of God. We let God speak, and we know where God speaks all the time, and that is in His Word. Now, prior to getting into today's message, I want to invite everyone out to Island Community Church tonight, Thursday night, from 6 to 7. We're studying the Book of Revelation. I like to have it on Thursday night so that people from other churches can come. If you're curious about everything that's going on around you, whether or not these are the signs of the Lord's imminent return, I invite you to come out to Island Community Church. We're still early on. We're in chapter 3. We're looking at the Lord's letters to the seven churches. You're invited. The place, 1000 North Bonanna River Drive in Merritt Island. The time, 6 o'clock. Also, I invite you out this Sunday to Island for our services, Sunday morning at 10:30. The topic of this week's sermon is Paul's thorn in the flesh. What was Paul's thorn in the flesh? Why did he get it? Where ultimately did it come from? God or Satan? That is this Sunday's sermon. In the meantime now, this is part 4 of a sermon I preached a couple weeks ago entitled, How's Your Diet? How well can you defend the faith? The points we're looking at here today is when someone gets on your television or your radio, some heretic most likely, if he says he's Christian, and makes a comment to you, well, the Bible really doesn't have much to say about homosexuality. Do you know where to go to refute that? Do you know where to go to refute that lie from the pit of hell when it comes across your ears that the Bible doesn't say anything about homosexuality? Do you know where to go? That is what we're looking at here today. So let's get in now to part 4 of this 5-part message I preached a couple weeks ago. How's your diet? Are you on milk or are you on solid food?
We're now tapping into your very existence right now. Of all the times that you could be alive, you could have lived when Confucius was around, Moses, Julius Caesar, Abraham Lincoln, but God's got you alive now at the end of the age for a reason. God wants to use you, but you got to know this playbook first. Once you know how to defend the faith and how to refute lies and heresies and misteachings and untruths, once you know where to go to defend the faith in these things, there's no stopping what God will do with you, through you. God wants to use you. So many other more I could read here. Jesus saying, how will you escape the condemnation of hell? Matthew 23:33. Luke 12:5, Jesus said, I'll tell you whom to fear. Fear him that after he has killed has power to cast you into hell. Fear him. Hell is a real place. Hell is created for the devil and his angels, not for you. Okay, let's move on here. Number 4, homosexuality is an accepted lifestyle today. Homosexual, okay, let me ask the question. Has anyone heard that before? It's laughable, right? Has anyone ever heard today in the news, on the television, that homosexuality is an accepted lifestyle? Has anyone heard that? What does the Bible say about it? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 is where you go to defend the truth against heretics. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. You're going to hear something you've never heard before now. The explanation of this. Paul says, "Do you not know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived." In other words, the Esposito paraphrase, Paul Esposito. Don't kid yourself. So many people out here are fooling themselves, thinking that this is okay. "Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers." Now listen to this. "Nor homosexuals or sodomites." All right, what does he mean? Why is there two listed here? I'll tell you why. Not only does God condemn homosexuality, he condemns both partners. The first word there is the word malakos, which means soft. The second word is arsenokoite. Arseno means man. Koite means bed. It's the classic word for a male homosexual. Male homosexual. The key to understanding this, not people say, "Well, God doesn't say anything about homosexuals." Nonsense. Not only does he condemn it, he condemns both partners. So there'd be no misunderstanding. What does God feel about homosexuals? This is it. I don't want to just single them out, but I don't hear anyone knocking on my door asking me to accept thieves, right? Or murderers. This is their buzzword, not me. I'm just defending it with the truth. Not my buzzword, but don't tell me to accept what God has condemned, because I won't accept it. And I won't tell you it's okay to live a lifestyle like that, because you'll never see the inside of heaven if you do. But there's repentance from that, as there is for anything. Really, the honest thing about this passage here, the great surprise to me is there's two kind of thieves listed in this passage. He says here, "Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards," not to leave them out, "nor revilers, nor extortioners." Not only does God condemn thieves, he condemns both kind of thieves. The first is the word kleptos, which is it's a secret thief. It's one who steals money out of the bank. One of these pilferers that you read about, they've been stealing money for years and they've gone unnoticed. That's the first group. The second one is stick 'em up, the one who sticks a gun in your back over here at Publix. Not only does God condemn thieves, he condemns both type of thieves. That's the surprise out of that passage. Homosexuals is not even, why are we even having this conversation? 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8, next one to write down on your list of homosexuality is an accepted lifestyle today. 1 Timothy chapter 1, it says, "We know the law is good if one uses it lawfully, realizing the fact the law is not made for a righteous person, but for those who are lawless and rebellious, for the ungodly and for the sinners, for the unholy and the profane, for those who kill their fathers and mothers, murderers, immoral men, and homosexuals, and kidnappers, and liars, and perjurers." Can you imagine saying that on TV today? What would happen to you if you grouped the following people together? Profane, killers, murderers, kidnappers, liars, perjurers, and homosexuals. Try that one today. No, don't try this at home. You'd be a total outcast and labeled a bigot. That's 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. For the person who knocks on your door or gets on your television or writes to you an editorial that says,
well, God never really does have anything to say about homosexuals.
Remember, the thief does not come but to steal, kill, and destroy. People are deceived into doing these things, believing these things. Man, the church has got to stand up for truth. Amen? I quoted that to you out of the New American Standard, 1 Timothy 1, 8 through 10. Then the New American Standard went on to say, and whatever else is contrary to sound teaching. Leviticus 18, 22, you shall not lie with a man as with a woman. This is an abomination. Though you can't say that to anyone anymore, because no one would believe the Old Testament. That's back when God was a meanie. Isn't that what they say? You know, you hear that kind of stuff all the time, you know.
Well, if you plant cotton and corn in the same field, you're just as guilty. Right? Haven't you heard any of this? You know, when people want to go back to the Old Testament to justify themselves and say God is a meanie and say, well, you can't grow two types or a woman can't wear blue jeans or any of this other stuff, and they go back to the Old Testament. You know what the answer to that is? Is that those people are right. Everything that they said is right. The question is, what are you going to do about it? You can't grow beans and corns in the same field. What are you going to do about it? Women don't wear blue jeans. What are you going to do about it? All of these Old Testament laws, they're all true. What are you going to do about it? See, the thing is, someone's already done something about it. It says in Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Because it's written, cursed is everyone who dies on the tree. All of those things these smug people bring up are true. Jesus Christ died for them. It doesn't make what God say untrue. It makes someone else took my place and died for me for my sins. His name is Jesus. All we have to do is receive him today. Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Everything those smug people said is right. The answer is someone's already paid my price. That's the answer. Number five, man, we're running out of time. Number five, have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? This question here is the number one divider of churches today. All these other questions come from unbelievers, but this comes from confused Christians. Now, the common response to that, if someone was to ask any one of you, if someone asked you, Glenda, have you ever received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? You'd be a little confused, wouldn't you? Most people would. What do you mean by that? We all have, right? The common response to that is, what do you mean? And that's justifiable, that response, because common sense dictates you have been baptized with the Holy Spirit. Not only does common sense, how about this? The Bible says you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit. First, let me explain to you what people mean when they say that to you. Then I'll show you where to go to find the truth.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.